The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise ones brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As you can see, we have a little video for you, and then we have a couple of special guests that you're all very familiar with, so we'll just get to it.
Since 2001, Holy Family Church in South Pasadena has been cultivating friendships and providing hope to individuals residing in the impoverished neighborhoods of Haiti. Today, on Mission Haiti Weekend, let's take a journey back in time to explore a bit of Haitian history. Amid the turmoil of the French Revolution, enslaved people and free individuals of color initiated the Haitian Revolution. It was led by Toussaint Louverture, a former slave who became the first black general in the French army. After 12 years of relentless conflict, Napoleon Bonaparte's forces were ultimately defeated by Jean-Jacques Dessalines, who declared Haiti's independence in 1804. This marked the only instance in history where a successful slave uprising led to the establishment of a sovereign state. Napoleon's ambitions to re-enslave Haiti were thwarted, leading to the abandonment of his plans to rebuild France's New World Empire. Haiti's initial century of independence was characterized by political instability, international isolation, and the burden of a crippling debt owed to France. Historically plagued by poverty and political turmoil, Haiti has the lowest human development index in the Americas. In the 21st century, the nation faced a coup d'etat, necessitating UN intervention, as well as a devastating earthquake claiming over 250,000 lives and a cholera outbreak. With a deteriorating economic situation and calls from the International Monetary Fund to reduce fuel subsidies, Haiti encountered additional challenges. Hands Together was founded in 1986 after Father Tom traveled to Haiti with a group of college students, one of whom was Doug Campbell. Since then, Father Tom and Doug, who joined Hands Together full-time, have been actively involved in supporting schools, orphanages, nutrition and feeding programs, medical clinics, sustainable development projects, and partnerships with local leaders and communities. Hands Together is building a better world for thousands of suffering people in Haiti. Hands Together volunteers bring needed skills to many of our educational, health, and sustainable development projects. Hands Together depends on the support of churches and people like you is essential to the success of Hands Together's mission. Haiti currently grapples with a socioeconomic and political crisis marked by protests, widespread hunger, and a surge in gang activity. As of February 2023, the country lacks any elected government officials. Nevertheless, Hands Together remains unwavering in its commitment. Father Tom devotes his days to anchoring the activities at the Hands Together compound in the Cité Soleil slum. He has witnessed much suffering and adversity, but he has also witnessed miracles. Miracles manifested in the radiant smiles of children receiving education in the only free schools in the slum, enjoying hot meals, and in young men who have abandoned lives of crime to care for their neighbors. Miracles are also evident in the elderly, who find fellowship and a sense of value as they share their wisdom with the school children and the dedicated Hands Together workers. Father Tom embraces each day in Haiti by placing his trust in God's guiding hands. There are numerous compelling reasons to contribute to Mission Haiti. We kindly request your prayers and your generosity to aid in alleviating the suffering in Haiti.
Great to be here. It really is. And I call you fellow missionaries because I believe with my whole heart, my whole soul, that each and every one of you is indeed a missionary. The day you were born, the day you were baptized, Almighty God gave to each and every one of you a sacred mission, a unique mission that only you can do. And you have to believe that. It's very mysterious. You may leave here today and you see a stranger, but suddenly you begin to talk to that person, and he walks away a little bit better. Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say, don't give in to that temptation that you're not doing something significant about this world of ours. Don't feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world. Simply make a resolution that the next person that comes into your space walks away a little better and a little happier. You see, that's our mission, my fellow missionaries. Our mission is to let other people know that our loving God loves them. There's a saying, a mission by itself is pure drudgery. A dream by itself is pure nonsense. But a dream and a mission together is the hope of the world. If we lose sight of our dream, our mission can become a drudgery, whatever it may be, being a husband or wife or a mother or father, a friend, a neighbor. And you need someone sometimes to say, hey, you know, I got to help you validate your dreams again. I got to help you realize that your mission's important. It was around, I don't know when it was somewhere, I was in Haiti about 9 years. I'd been chaplain at Princeton University, and I left Princeton and reluctantly, because I loved campus work. And the bishop there said, you can stay at Princeton for the rest of your life. So he was kind of good to me. But after my mother died in 95, I decided to go to Haiti. And I don't think there's a day go by that I say to myself, why did I ever do that? But anyway, I've been in Haiti for a long time. But around 2004 I was going through a particularly difficult time for me. Haiti was a bit overwhelming. I think I lost sight of my dream. And I was in a house, and suddenly there was a knock on the gate. And someone came to me, and they said, Father Tom, there's two white guys outside. I said, well, bring them in, you know. So we sat down with them, and the first person said, I am Monsignor Clem Connolly. I'm Clem Connolly from Holy Family Parish in South Pasadena. And this is my good friend, associate Carl Holtzschneider. He works with us. And we read an article in the Christian Science Monitor about you. We would like Holy Family to adopt your work. How about coming up and preaching or coming and visit us in September, whenever it was? And my fellow missionaries, after they left, I felt energized again. I felt people really care. People really want this to happen. People want us to help these good people. And I came here, and the first time I was in this pulpit, I just felt I had reached home. I was with people who really cared. And my fellow missionaries, I look out at you now, and from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you for all that you have done. That little encounter with Clem and Carl led to many things. The very first year, we raised enough money to buy a secondhand water well drill, big rig. And that put in 650 wells. Because of you now, 720,000 people get fresh water every day. Thank you, Holy Family. Because of you, we now have 20 schools, free schools. In Haiti, they don't have free schools. There's no other religious group that even has totally free schools. We're the only really totally free books, uniforms, food. And that's because of you, Holy Family. Thank you. There's a group of lepers in northern Haiti that we started many years ago. Matter of fact, one of our greatest resources is our American young people. And if you challenge them, they can do extraordinary things. And part of our mission is to validate the dreams of the young. Part of our mission is to say, you can get to that mountaintop. You can do it. Never, never take away the dreams from young people. And I took a group of college students to Haiti for the first time. The bishop said, we said, take us to the poorest place. And he took us to a place that was really frightening. It was horrible. There were 700 people with leprosy. And people just were staying away from them. And one day this woman came in, one night it was, her whole face was missing. And she's coming in and people are moving away. You know what the American young people did? Doug Campbell the first went up and gave her a hug. And people said that hug really changed the way people looked at Haitians or the people with leprosy. Today we have a good clinic taking care of the lepers. Now I got to be honest with you, the way the students did that was they went back to the campus and they had a big beer party. Every fraternity house had to come up with 2 kegs of beer. But we raised enough money for the clinic for the lepers. But we're doing well with them. But we also have extended into so many things that we're doing to help the people. But we could not have done that without your help. More recently, we built a bridge with the 50-foot containers you sent. And the bridge is the only way these people can get across water now that's maybe 6 or 7 feet high. And it's been a tough bridge because some people have been killed, apparently, on that bridge. Well, not apparently, they have. But my fellow missionaries, you've done so much for us. And I just want you to know that I'm deeply, deeply grateful to all of you. But I have to pull back now, and I have to be honest with you. I shouldn't really say this. But what I describe to you, where I live and work, people eat mud. That's how hungry they are. Where I am, there's rat population is 10 times that of the people. Where I am, there's no electricity or no running water, very little sanitation. How do we help them? We're not going to help them financially. We could raise millions of dollars this weekend here. It's not really going to answer the question or solve. You see, my fellow missionaries, there's always going to be children dying of hunger in the world. There's always going to be divisiveness and fragmentation. There's always going to be ugly bigotry of one kind or another. There's always going to be violence. And the reason is, my fellow missionaries, we're living in a culture, and I hope I don't offend you, but a culture that is toxic, a culture that has an orientation towards narcissism and self-absorption, a culture that says, take care of yourself and no one else, a culture that says, oh, success. Yes, you have to have success at the price of one's authenticity. They get success. Or a culture will say, success is having wealth and power and prestige. No. Success is looking at another person and loving that person. Praying to God, as St. John of the Cross said, Lord, let me see in that person what you see in them. That's our mission. We have to look beyond all ideologies and persuasions and see a human being. So right now, as I come up from Haiti on Friday, I'm saddened to hear about the hatred towards our brothers, Jewish people. We should be loving them and supporting them. I hate to hear about the suffering of the people in the Palestinians as well. But we have to really stand up and defend our brothers and sisters. I also have to be honest with you. I was never much a big pro-life person, but I really think it's a horrible evil to take the life of an unborn, especially days before that child is to be born. And this is the culture now that's supporting all that. We Catholics have to stand up and say we believe in something else. We have to be able to look at the world and see all that is good and all that's evil, all that's beautiful and all that's ugly, say, Lord Jesus, help me to do the right thing. Help me to see what's good in that person. Help me to see the good in all this. And that's our mission. So I beg you, my fellow missionaries, before you even consider making a donation, do this for me. Pray here right now and say, Lord Jesus, what is it that you want of me? And I believe the Lord will say, I want each of you to carry out the mission that I have given you. And if you pray long enough, you'll find that mission. I want you to stand up to that world out there and be the person I want you to be. Please, my fellow missionaries, please dedicate yourself to Jesus Christ and also love this wonderful church of ours. This Catholic Church is a great church. Anywhere you go in the world, you know our great, you know, I'm enormously proud of my faith, are the men and women of the New York Fire and Police Department. They knelt down and went up, asked for absolution before they went up into the World Trade Center. I'm proud of Pope John Paul II, who goes to a prison to forgive the very man who tried to shoot him. I'm proud of his sister, Mother Teresa of Calcutta nun, that I've known dearly. Men with guns came in. She said, please, don't shoot the children. Please, don't touch the sisters. Shoot me if you have to shoot anyone. They shot her. But these are examples of people that really stand up and really for their faith. And I know you have that potential too. Love your Catholic faith and never abandon it. And finally, my fellow missionaries, I just want to once again tell you that I'm heading back to Haiti tomorrow. And really be honest with you, this old body doesn't want to go back. I'm actually, you know, can't stand the place lately. Sometimes I'm lonely and sometimes I'm afraid. We've been getting a lot of death threats. And I always put one person in charge. And each time I put someone in charge, they murder that person. So I'm living in a very difficult time. And we need your prayers. But the best thing of all is, let's all work together to truly follow Jesus Christ, and in solidarity, we'll be able to build a better world. You're all, just looking at you now, you're energizing me. And I think you have a wonderful parish. You get great priests in here. And I really think all together, indeed, we can build a better world. God bless you. God love you. And thanks for having me here today. Thank you.
That's a hard act to follow. Thank you, Father Tom. And thank Doug, who's with you. You're both wonderful. I'm Jane Argento, a longtime Holy Family parishioner. And a number of years ago, my husband Phil and I were privileged to be part of a Holy Family delegation to visit Haiti and see the work of Hands Together. We met good and holy people who sing their alleluias while suffering the unimaginable and clinging to the hope of better tomorrows. Being with them and our friends at Hands Together was life-changing. I was very proud then, as I am today, to belong to a parish community that has answered the call time and again to be beacons of light for these poorest of the poor during incredibly dark days. This year, Phil and I are once again seriously reflecting on how much we can give. I urge you to do the same. Our Holy Family spirit of generosity and sacrifice is needed more than ever. We received brochures and envelopes in the mail this week There are also brochures and envelopes in the pews. We can also go to holyfamily.org and donate there. Credit cards, checks, cash, bigger bills than the smaller ones if you have them with you. We all just need to do everything we can, one way or the other. The people of Haiti belong to us, and Hands Together needs us. So thank you.